turning to the Orphan Mentality Podcast. And today, you will listen to Danida Ogandaga. She will guide you into freedom from abusive relationships and emotional hurts. So please join us today in this timely broadcast.
Podcast. I don't know about you all, but it's been a real interesting week that I've gone through, and I'm happy to be able to share this time with you. It's good to be back. It's good to be back on the mic. Missed you guys. Thank you so much again for supporting this podcast. We're going to keep it flowing. What do you do when you face adverse situations? You turn over the page and you start a new page. And that's exactly what we are doing. No matter what you face in life, you have to realize that your situations, nothing is greater than God. And He gives us the strength to keep ourselves calm when we face adverse situations, people, and places. So just be encouraged. If you know someone that needs to listen to this podcast, call them up. Tell them to get on orphannomore.com or the Podomatic site and search our name. I want to read something to you. It's a poem that I wrote in 1997, and it's really going to fall in line with what we're going to talk about tonight. So let me read the poem first, and then I'll go on to what we're going to speak about tonight, okay? So if you need to grab some water, now would be a good time to do that. It's called "You're the Water in My Life, and Without You, I Am Trapped in a Desert." Dry. I feel deserted as Gilligan did on his island. Your love I can no longer embrace. We no longer cruise on the ship called Love Boat. I am so alone and I need your love. How can one go from water to desert dryness? How can one go from loving to loneliness? The way I am feeling now is trife, 'cause you're the water in my life. And without you, I'm trapped in a desert. Dry, dry, come, my love. Take me from the state that I'm in. I am drowning in sand, and pour your water back into my life, into my soul, so that I can become alive. Alive again. Breathe. Breathe again. Release me. Set me free. For you're my milk, my tea, my water. You're my everything. Y'all, I wrote this poem in 1997, and from that time on to this time, as we were talking about Orphan No More, I wrote this poem in the very midst of my orphan mentality. And you all know that we've been talking about the orphan mentality as a mindset that one develops due to a traumatic state or situation that they have encountered that makes them feel disconnected from their source of life. It may have been through the death of a parent, through the death of a loved one, that caused them to enter into a state of hopelessness, rebellion, a state of them feeling disconnected and disassociated with God. It led you to behaviors and mindsets and actions and behaviors that were not like your regular behaviors, and it just caused you to just be in a state of confusion, which led you to make bad decisions. And that orphan mentality has really captured a lot of people. But as I was saying with the poem, not to get off that, I wrote that in September of 1997 when I was in the very heart of my orphan mentality. And the very, very fact of that is I was feeling like I was drowning. I felt like one particular person or one particular situation was the water in my life. And without that situation or that person, I felt like I was completely trapped inside of a desert, unable to escape. And that's how a lot of people are feeling right now. They maybe have had a layoff situation with their job. Maybe their spouse has left them. Maybe they caught their boyfriend or girlfriend cheating on them. Maybe their car got repossessed. Maybe their checks bounced. Whatever the situation is, maybe the baby daddy has left for another woman. You are not trapped. Do not allow those situations to cause you to be put into an endless state of feeling as though you are in a desert, my friends. Because when you get in a desert mindset, when you get in an orphan mindset, there is no one else that can help you escape but your will to do so and your relationship with God. A lot of people are walking around blind. They're walking around fully functional in society, yet they have this mindset that's leading them to feel as though they have no hope. And you know what hopeless people do. They take the full glass of water that you're offering them, they turn it upside down, and they walk out the room. They enter a state of dryness until the throat is completely parched to death. So I wrote that poem, and at the time, the poem was really, really hot on our poetry circuit on our college campus. I had a lot of requests for people, you know, that were going through situations. And as I was saying before, we had, you know, started the program Just Write Entertainment on campus. And at that time, this poem really resonated with a lot of people. So they would request that I read it from week to week. But the very mere fact is, looking back then and looking now, it's not about water. It's not about situations entrapping us. It's about us knowing that we have the ability to get free. It takes time, you all, to undo years of damage, years of hurt, years of pain. Those things take time. And tonight we're going to be talking about undoing those years of damage, undoing those years of pain. There's a natural and a spiritual side that comes with making progress towards being free from damages, being free from hurt, and being free from pain, being free from that orphan mentality. There's an actual process of walking out of a situation. It may be, as I said before, you had actually been in a situation where you were in an abusive relationship. Actually making a decision, getting out of the situation, leaving that mate, is a corresponding action. It's a natural action. It's a physical action of saying, I don't want any more to do with this. And I'm sure you all have heard about Rihanna and Chris Brown and the situations that they are going through. Whether Rihanna made a conscious decision to leave or not, I don't know. But the mere fact of a corresponding action when you are facing an abusive situation would be to leave. There's also a spiritual aspect. You need to realize that you are not strong enough. Your willpower is not enough to lead you out of a situation, especially one that has taken years for you to get into. It's just like taking cake mix, y'all, and mixing it in a bowl with some water or some milk, and you're just putting all the ingredients in, and you're battering, you're whipping up the batter, you're whipping it up. Tell me who could take those separate ingredients, put them in a bowl, mix them all together, and then take each one out and package it as if it were the original contents. It's just not possible. When you're making a pie, you're mixing those ingredients, and over time those ingredients settle together. They start intertwining together. Therefore, it's just like soul ties. It becomes a spiritual soul tie, a stronghold that you get so intertwined into a situation or intertwined into a person through sexual relationships or intertwined in a relationship through your mindset and your mental intimacy that you all share, that it just becomes almost impossible to get through. So that when you all do encounter a situation, you don't feel as though you have a choice or an opportunity under the sun to leave. But let me encourage you and let you know that there is freedom from the orphan mentality. There is freedom from abusive relationships. There is freedom from emotional hurts. And there is freedom from pain. You have to be willing to do three things when you go through a situation where you're trying to undo these years of damage. You have to have an immediate decision. You have to make an immediate decision that you want to get out. You have to have a corresponding action. Talk is cheap, y'all. You know that. If you're going to say you're going to do it, if you're going to think you're going to do it, you got to correspond and actually put some feet to that pavement, or put some action to that movement, to that action, y'all. The third thing is commit to the process. I'm sure you all know that President Obama is being scrutinized. He's under the microscope by so many Many people liken him to having an uphill battle that he's having to deal with. Just like an intervention of a teen that's addicted to crack. It's sort of the same thing. The state of affairs in the United States have been sort of jumbled up due to years of mismanagement and misleadership. For anyone out there that may be Republican or Democrat, it really doesn't matter. I mean, the facts speak for themselves. But the point of what I'm saying is, it looks as though President Obama is fighting an uphill battle. But I'm sure with time and with the appropriate help from the spiritual side, we will be able to get this country to its feet. But there's been a lot of mismanagement, you know, in government. And those things, you know, have led to a lot of corruption and incompetence on behalf of certain people that have chosen to make decisions on behalf of the people. But it's really a paradox. It wasn't on behalf of the people. It was on behalf of themselves to grease their own pockets. And that's how a lot of us get caught up in relationships and situations that are not good. It's not meant to benefit us. It's meant to benefit that other person. And that's why we have to be so keen, so clean, so careful as to who we engage in relationships or intimacy or soul ties with. We have to be very careful about who we lean on. The Bible says in Proverbs 4:7, in all of our getting, get understanding. And I'm telling you, with my orphan mentality situation, I didn't really understand the magnitude of this scripture until I joined World Changers International. And my pastor, Pastor Creflo Dollar, broke down what it actually meant to get understanding. We walk around from day to day, as I did so many years. I was in a religious state. I had gone and grown up in Methodist church and then Baptist church. I was told or given the shell of religion and told what was good, what was not. I had a tambourine. I had my Bible. I thought I was good, you know, but I was never given the meat. I was never given the napkin and the fork and the knife to let me know how to live now that my mind was cleansed and now that I knew that I didn't have to be a lesbian, or I knew that I didn't have to, you know, be a dope head, or I knew that I didn't have to smoke weed, or if I knew that I, you know, didn't have to just follow the crowd. I wanted to be given that meat so that I can have understanding. We move from our situations in life. We move from undoing those years of damage by having understanding. And just like Chris and Rihanna, maybe it could be that Rihanna does not have understanding about the magnitude of domestic abuse. Maybe it is that she just believes that it's a situation. Oh, it'll get better with time. Maybe if I don't make him mad, you know, he'll change. But I'm telling you, y'all, the willpower is not strong enough to change a situation. It has to be something greater, something better, something more bigger than you are. It requires the intervention of Jesus Christ himself in your life, helping you to undo those years of damage. That's your help. I'm telling you, trust me from experience. So you all, let the healing begin. I hope that you all were encouraged by this podcast. It's a little short today, but I wanted to just drill in the fact that it does take time. Everything is a process, but you can make an immediate decision. Once you make that immediate decision and follow it up with the corresponding action to change and a commitment to the process, you will be challenged. You will be challenged. Just like we talked about, you know, when an orphan is adopted and the child goes to their new environment and they see this big pristine bed and pristine house. You know, they come in and you know, new parents tell them, this is your room now. This is your room now. You can do whatever you want. And all these are your clothes. These are your toys. These are your shoes. And that child, you know, maybe does well that first night. They invite the child to come down for dinner. And, you know, the child maybe puts, you know, food in her pockets or whatnot, because she still has that mindset that she is still in the orphanage. And that orphanage mindset can lead her back to wanting to go back to the state of which where she came, and not wanting to face the future of a positive future of living a functional and productive life. Many of us have gotten caught up in our situations where we feel functional being dysfunctional. And I'm telling you all, you don't have to accept where you are in life right now. There is an opportunity, there is a possibility to change, and let the change begin with you. I'm going to pray with you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for everyone that chooses to be tuned in to the Orphan No More podcast. You said that you sent your word and your word healed and delivered my brothers and my sisters from their destruction. I know that you know whatever situations that my brothers and my sisters are entwined in tonight. And I'm sending your word, God. I'm sending your word as it's declared in Psalms, God. I'm sending your word, and I believe that that word is breaking off addictions, it's breaking off insecurity, it's breaking off emotional hurts, it's breaking off the need to feel like alone, or it's breaking off the need to feel like no one cares. And you're bringing forth freedom, God, with this Orphan Mentality podcast. I thank you that all of my brothers and sisters will have a very productive week this coming week. And every situation that we encounter, you will give us the ability to keep ourselves calm when we face adverse people, places, or things. I thank you that you have given us wisdom and power in our hands to accomplish everything that we need to accomplish, and that we know we are beautifully and fearfully made. We have an assignment that we will fulfill. We will not die full. We will die empty. And we will fulfill the call of God for our lives. And I thank you. If there is someone here that's listening to this podcast that has not accepted you, that they will cry out to you and ask you to save them and to lead them to freedom. In Jesus' name, amen. Send me your questions, y'all. Let me know how you enjoyed the podcast. Let me know if you have any specific questions. If there's something that I cannot answer, I will find someone that can. Trust me. But please send your questions in. Email me. Just stay in contact. Stay connected. Let me know your situation. Let me know your story. Let me know your freedom story. Let me know your adoption day. I love you, and God bless you. And good night.
If you want more information about Danida Ogandaga and our book club, you can reach her at danidaogandaga@hotmail.com. Danida Ogandaga, DANITAOGANDAGA. @hotmail.com. And if you are in Atlanta, you can come and assist to our Yesterday Book Club at 6 p.m. every first Sunday of the month at Barnes & Noble's in Fayetteville, Georgia. Thank you so much for your love and support.